Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
I don't know if there's a real big story of the day, aside from the Nuggets going sicko mode on the Bulls last. I mean, they went sicko mode. It was, I thought they were going to win by 40. I think they could have if they really wanted to.
That was a revenge victory, or they playing went, up to their new standard.
Oh, man, it went sicko mode. Meanwhile, they got that guy from the Bulls, Markkanen. That dude's sick. Scored like 20 something points in the first quarter or something. I mean, they lost by 30, but they got, you know, they got one guy. He's one of them Euros. He was like the 7th overall pick. Nobody ever knew anything about him, and then he comes in the NBA and he's unbelievable. So much for LaVar Ball.
What happened? LaVar?
I'm just saying, you know, you put all this hype into these high school kids in America. And then some Euro you've never heard of, you know, is
that's to be
dropping
expected.
Dimes.
That's okay.
Because they don't go to school at all.
Right. I mean, that whole thing is, you know, you make a good point about that.
They don't waste time with
school. Right. I mean, the program to get them involved at the professional level is much different than our standard.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
it's more involved. It is more structured, and very little chances are taken with their careers.
No, they're probably extraordinarily stupid in terms of just, you know, life and stuff. But
and then you have the Gasol brothers who, you know, end up becoming doctors as their own.
Yeah, they're smart. They're smart guys. Yeah, I don't know. I'm joking. Maybe
congratulations
they're smart.
To the Nuggets.
Yeah.
You know, I ride with them Nuggets, man.
Oh, except for 4 times a year, and in Western Conference Finals.
I mean, look, reality is reality, but you know, I ride with them.
Okay.
Yeah, just, you know, tell the coach, you know, hey, just stick to coaching. Don't worry about trash talking.
Nick from The Athletic reached out to me. He goes, Al doesn't think Jokic is an all-star?
I said he's an all-star.
Or he said something like that to me. He was flabbergasted that you didn't hold Jokic in the highest regard.
Yeah, I think he's an all-star.
I was like, yeah.
He's an all-star this year. This year he's an all-star. Jamal Murray is playing at that level. You know, I was looking at the All-Star voting. Did you know that for the first team right now, LeBron James is a starter and the other starter is Paul George? Kevin Durant is not a starter right now as it sits.
Well, they're the most hated team in America, according to them.
Right.
I saw them making a big deal about that.
Kevin
I'm like, what
Durant
are, what
not
are you
being
talking?
A starter. You're out of your mind.
It's like nobody hates the Golden State Warriors.
Everybody hates the Warriors.
No, nobody cares. You're giving yourself way too much credit.
Everybody hates on the Warriors. Come on, man. Like, oh no, you know, look at Kevin Durant showing up. Look at Boogie Cousins.
You're just talking about basketball fans. The vast majority of America thinks the Warriors are terrific.
No, they don't. Most people who are sports fans know that Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City to go to Golden State.
They're fine with it. They don't care. You're one of them. You're a big basketball guy, so you overanalyze that situation.
You know, I have to reevaluate way whether too much or not thought put into I am it. A big basketball guy.
Oh, really?
No, I have to reevaluate that because
why?
I just like certain teams. And when I log on to a team, I just log on to them and I'm always in.
You used to be a big Bulls fan. What happened to that?
Who?
You, the Bulls.
I never was a huge Bulls fan.
Oh, please.
No.
Please,
no.
You and your Jordans.
I have never bought a pair of Jordans for myself. And even though I was a Nike client, I didn't have any Jordans.
I saw you in your Tony Kukoc shirt.
That's good. That's good.
Bill Cartwright.
That's it. You're not going to agitate me today. It's Friday.
Bill Cartwright shorts.
It's Friday. You're not going to agitate me today.
Oh, man. You were into them. You and Horace Grant with those glasses.
Yeah. I was a fan of only one player. I wore his number 91, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. How could I forget the worm?
That was the only guy that I loved his energy. I loved his relentless effort to get a rebound. That was it. But as far
how
as,
much would the Warriors beat those Bulls by today in a game that
20?
Yeah, probably
20,
right.
30, 20.
Because there was no. I mean, Steve Kerr could shoot from the outside.
Yeah, but who's
Jordan,
he going to defend?
Jordan.
Who's he going to defend?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
They'd get killed. I'm saying there's no 3-point shooters on that team. Jordan could sometimes shoot from the outside.
But B.J. Armstrong's going to check Steph Curry
when he's not being cut.
Come on, man.
I mean, B.J. Armstrong's not cut from the NBA but still participating in the three-point contest. That was classic. Who's the other white dude there? Jeff, what's his face?
Paxton.
Yeah, Jeff Paxton.
John Paxton.
Paxton, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they'd get killed. And when you think about that Bulls team, it was Michael Jordan time from, like, mid-range jumpers.
Bill Cartwright and Horace Grant going to roll out there and hold KD? Man, come on, man.
No, they're going to get killed.
Stop, please.
They would get killed. They'd be killed.
Well, Michael Jordan's going to check Kevin Durant? Come on, man.
It's laughable.
Come on, man. That's 7 foot tall doing all the things you do at 6'6".
You'd put Jordan on Klay Thompson.
Okay, there you go.
Scottie Pippen on KD.
Seven footer on a 6'8". Go ahead.
Draymond Green.
The only team I can see.
Go ahead.
Who's
on Boogie? Cartwright? Which one of the centers?
It's going to have to be Luke Longley.
Or you can put Dennis Rodman
on
him.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman on him.
Dennis Rodman and Kukoc on. Who are we missing?
You're including Kukoc, Kukoc era?
Curry.
Which one? We can't have Kukoc and Bill Cartwright.
You know, I'll tell you
which
a team.
Who do you want?
Team, man.
Who do you want? Horace Grant?
I'll tell you a team that could give the Golden State Warriors a run. But they would have to adjust their game, but I think they could do it. The Boston Celtics, when they had Bird, Ainge, and Scott Wedman. You remember Scott Wedman?
Oh, my goodness, D-Mac. Let it go.
I'm telling you.
Not even close.
They had the guys that could shoot from the outside.
The team that would have gave them a run were those bad boy Pistons.
No. Yes. They don't. Who's shooting from the outside?
Oh, my goodness, man. Vinny the Microwave?
All right. One.
Zeke?
So you take Vinny Johnson over Larry Bird?
I'm talking about to check that team.
Do you remember Scott Wedman?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. See you guy.
What are you doing?
So at one point, the Celtics had three guys who could bomb away just like Golden State, all on the same team.
Because Lakers, they transition and play defense. And you know what they did?
Who knows? But nobody plays defense now anyway. I mean, Golden State doesn't play defense. Dude,
well, their defense is making.
How much does Golden State give up a game? How much do they allow game?
I bet you they allow 109 on average.
I bet you they're one of the worst.
I bet you they average like 121.
I feel you, but I bet you they're one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. They don't care about defense.
Did you see the comments made from Kyrie Irving?
I did.
He called. Kyrie Irving called LeBron James and apologized because he finally understood the weight of what it meant to build a team and to be a leader of a team.
Yes, it was cool.
I thought that was such a great statement that maybe we're looking at Kyrie Irving going to the Lakers.
I hope not. Well, I don't know. I mean, they got a great team there in Boston. I mean, you don't like the Celtics right now?
You like that, Big Sexy?
No, I hate it, but it looks more likely than not.
It feels like that, huh?
Why does it feel more likely?
Because he made that phone call to LeBron.
Why wouldn't you just stay with the Celtics?
Well, I don't know, because it's sunny and 75 in L.A. today.
You think Kyrie Irving wants to be second banana?
Who says that he is?
He's not now. He's their number one guy, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think
he would be with the Lakers.
Who plays second fiddle in Golden State?
I don't know. I'm talking about LeBron James. I'm not talking about Golden State.
I'm just saying, you said Kyrie Irving. Are you talking about Kyrie or LeBron?
I'm talking about Kyrie with LeBron. Kyrie doesn't want to be second banana. He is a number one guy.
I think Kyrie is, like, who's number one with the Golden State Warriors?
I don't know, but that's apples to oranges.
No, it's not. I think it's the same comparison.
Kyrie Irving, in my opinion, doesn't want to be a second banana. Period.
What are you talking about?
If he went to Golden State, he'd be like the third or fourth banana.
He's everybody's all-star. He's everybody's all-star. Yes, he's an all-pro guy.
So why would Kyrie want to go to Los Angeles or Golden State, where he would be somewhere
because he wants to be in sunny and 75?
No.
And play with LeBron James.
What makes you think that? He's played in Boston.
Hold on.
He's played in Cleveland.
Hold on.
He's not about, you know.
What happens if it's Kyrie Irving?
Who cares?
What if it's Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and then you get the unibrow?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to do that. I think he wants to be the guy. And now he's calling LeBron to say, I understand what you're talking about now.
Yeah, and I don't want to do it. Maybe I don't want to do it.
Don't want to do what?
Well, it's too hard.
No, he wants to do it. He is that guy in Boston.
Well, see,
he
dog,
understands what it means to be the guy.
I mean, everybody had him going to the Knicks before the season.
Why wouldn't he stay in Boston?
It just, I mean, everybody had him going to the Knicks.
Why wouldn't he be the number one guy in a basketball crazy area with an unbelievable legacy and a max contract? Why would he not stay there?
Because it's Boston.
What's wrong with Boston?
I mean, it's not L.A. It's not New York.
It's a pretty cool place to be a superstar in basketball. Really? Why don't you take a peek up at the banners and tell me how cool that is?
Oh, yeah, the banners, though. Those old guys did great.
They did do great. Bill Russell did do great. Casey Jones did do great.
The old guys did great.
Dennis Johnson did do great.
Did do great.
Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
Oh, that was a great
Ray
team.
Allen, they did
one
great.
One championship for them. One championship for them.
Dude, what do you think Boston is? Some sort of redneck palace? It's not like that, man.
It can be.
No.
Oh, it can be.
Dude, how many times have you ever been to Boston?
8, 9.
And
oh,
that's
it
what
can
you,
be.
Oh, is that what you faced in your 8 or 9 times to Boston? You faced some sort of ridiculous prejudice or hatred?
I'm just saying, you know, it's just not New York. It's not L.A. Certainly not Denver. Certainly you would choose Denver over Boston.
Dude.
Would you choose Denver over Boston?
You've never been to a Celtics game, so I'm not even sure what to say.
I have never been to a Celtics game. You're right about that. Would you choose Denver over Boston?
In terms of what?
Just living.
No, I would choose here as I did because I had a job offer in Boston
at the same time.
You would
choose Denver over Boston.
But I wasn't offered a max contract.
But if it was max contract and it was
Denver or Boston? I'd choose Denver.
Look at you. You're such a little weak one.
I don't play basketball.
You're such a little weak one. You just want to suck up to the fellas.
Mm-mm.
What are you doing?
Dude, I already made this decision in my life. I have a literal track record to go off on this one. I was offered a job at WAAF.
You're a little weak one, man.
No way.
You're just trying to suck up to the fellas.
Dude, facts are facts.
Dude, you're the only guy around here with a Boston Red Sox tattoo.
That's probably true, yeah. Well,
so you're telling me you would choose Denver over Boston with the same money, max money. You saying
max
you choose.
Max money. I don't get max money. I'm in freaking
max
radio.
Money. So if it was
I'm
max money
you,
and radio.
I was offered the same contract. I was offered this WAAF in Boston
and
KBPI.
Well, why do you have the Red Sox tattoo?
Because I love the Red Sox.
Oh, you oh!
In 2004, when I got the tattoo, I'm a Rockies
Big
fan.
Sexy, save that audio because I love the Red Sox.
I did love the Red Sox. I do love the Red Sox.
You do? Don't take it in past tense.
Yeah, but I like the Rockies more. I love the Rockies more. I swear to God,
you don't have a Rockies tattoo.
They haven't won a World Series. Win a World Series, I'll get a Rockies tattoo.
Dude,
no doubt about it.
You gotta be kidding me.
I've got another ankle that's got some open space. And by the way,
my homeboy just make it up as he goes.
For the record, I am definitely pulling for the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
100%. And I'm not a huge Patriots fan, but my whole family's back in the Boston area.
And it's for mom and dad.
I told my dad, who's 82 years old, who I love very much, it would be a crying shame if he can't see the Patriots win 6 Super Bowl titles in his lifetime.
Oh, that's great. So,
I mean, we were on pins and needles because we said, Dad, if you go to your grave and they don't go to 8 straight AFC championship games, that would be a shame. And they did it. They got there. We made that pledge, you know, like 15 years ago. And they've done it. They've accomplished what we've dreamed of. Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for the Patriots. I don't know why else I would. Now, see, I would assume you're rooting for Kansas City because of your friendship with Eric Bieniemy.
I'm rooting for Kansas City because I want the hot, new, and the fresh. I love the hot, new, and the fresh.
Is that something you can order at the McDonald's drive-thru?
I wish you could. I'd love to just wake up with the hot, new, and fresh.
Well, what about the Rams?
That's hot, new, and fresh.
I'm rooting for the...
I want that matchup in the Super Bowl.
Rams-Chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
I want Rams-Patriots.
No, man, you want the 41-38 game.
I got one reason to root for the Rams. C.J. Anderson. Love it. Somebody was doing some side-by-sides of C.J. the other day.
Oh, is C.J. big C.J. or little C.J.?
They were doing C.J. A while ago and C.J. today.
I bet you CJ looks more like Jerome Bettis in his last couple of years than anybody else
he's got
in
that,
the history of football.
He's got that frame. He told Dan Patrick he's 5'8", 235, which is...
5'8", what?
235.
Todd, please.
Which means he's got to be at least 250, right?
Yeah, he's got to be...
It's all right. I'm not hating on him.
He's got to be 249.
Whatever it is, you know, it's not 235, that's
for
sure.
He's just a biscuit away from 250. He looked like he looks just like Jerome Bettis, but JB was 5'10".
Oh, yeah, he's Bam Bam. CJ's much shorter. CJ is my height.
Yeah, maybe he's 240. Yeah, 240.
Yeah, at least
245.
It's all good to me. I don't care.
I'm a real boy.
I mean, I'm not hating. That's for sure. But it was just funny to hear him, you know, cite his height and weight. Who cares? It's working for him. That's for sure.
Mm.
So Rams Patriots, that'd be great.
Rams Patriots sounds good to me.
Although I'm not going to lie, I love
but
watching Patrick. I love
so much better be Rams and Chiefs.
I love watching Patrick Mahomes play quarterback. Not going to lie.
I want that to be the future of the NFL. So I want him to win or Jared Goff to win. So the message is get younger now.
And it's fun watching the Saints, too. These are, I mean, hey, the league got it right. These are the four best teams. No doubt about it. And they're great stories. All
I don't
of them.
Know. Maybe if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't drop the ball, then maybe we're looking at the Eagles back in this mix this week.
You know, it had that vibe. I thought that's the way it was going to go. It's
but
interesting.
Fifth for the fifth.
Mm. It's interesting listening to the Zoakley show and they're discussing the Nick Mullins thing. I mean, I get it.
I don't want to do that.
Don't want to do what?
Oh, Nick Mullins thing. If we start talking about picking up a quarterback that is on somebody else's roster, then I think it would probably be fair to say that we should probably start looking at a guy like Sean Mannion, who is out there with the Rams.
Yeah, the reason I don't understand the Nick Mullins thing is, obviously, you're moving on from Case Keenum. Okay, well, I understand. Then you say, well, if you dump Case Keenum, you're going to save $11 million at the end of the day. I mean, it's going to be $10 million against the cap, but you don't have to pay him the rest of the money. So you're going to save yourself $11 million. Okay, that's fine by me. But why would you give up a draft pick for Nick Mullins when you could simply spend $2 or $3 million a year, and like you said, pick up
Sean Mannion,
Fitzmagic. I mean, whoever. You know, you get some sort of vet. You go with. Now it depends on what you want to do. I mean, if you want to draft Drew Lock, why would you even wait around? I mean, just play him. Now it worked well in New York where they kept McNown, and then they drafted Darnold, and okay, everybody knew why they were there. So I would say a guy like Fitzpatrick, for example, would be, I don't know enough about Mannion, but Fitzpatrick has had a great NFL journeyman type of career. And you know that he would be a good leader and a good mentor to whoever your quarterback was.
Now, I don't want to do that. I'll take the guy that's 6'6", rocket arm, been in the league for 4 seasons, and the only thing that held him back.
Who?
Sean Mannion. The only thing that held
him
back.
Is he a free agent?
Yes.
Oh, so what's the point?
Yeah, don't
the point
trade
is
for
your
nothing.
Young. The point is your
don't
young
trade
quarterback.
For nothing. Don't trade for nothing.
I was looking at a 3-round mock today, and they got the Broncos taking an offensive lineman in the 3rd round. I was like, okay, that sounds pretty good. And then I'm listening to the Zoakley show, and they're like, we give up a 3rd round pick, and I'm like, wow, really? So you would give up possibly a starting offensive lineman for Nick Mullins? Really? And then I was like, if it doesn't work out, then, you know, just draft somebody. But why would you give up a starting offensive lineman or a linebacker who you need? Why would you give that up for Nick Mullins? I don't really quite get it. But, you know, it was interesting to think about.
No, no doubt.
It all boils down to what you're going to do for a quarterback in the draft. So... This is a complicated year, Al. I'll give you that. This is way more complicated than last year was easy. Last year was easy. There's 5 great guys there. Pick the one you want and then go get them. Okay, Mayfield's not available. Never was going to be available. Who do you want now? Is there anybody else you want? And then we found out later, it was Sam Darnold. It's like, boy, oh boy, oh boy. That was simple. That was easy. Just sit there, make a deal with the Colts, move from 5 to 3, make a deal with the 49ers. Or with the Giants, rather. They wanted Saquon Barkley, make a deal with them. They probably still could have got Saquon Barkley at 5. But no.
Believe me, I'm not done swinging and missing.
It was so simple last year. It was so simple. You sign your free agent guy, you draft your quarterback who you like, which was Sam Darnold, and then there's nothing to think about. This year is so much more complicated. There's so many variations of what you can do. And listen, you don't like the Mullins thing, but I mean, I understand the logic behind it. Hey, we're going to draft a guy. Okay, that makes sense to me. Hey, we're not going to draft a guy. Hey, that makes sense to me. Hey, we're going to pick up this guy. Okay, that makes sense. We're not going to pick up that guy. Okay. Like, it's complicated this year. This is way, way stickier than last year. Last year was easy. But we made it more complicated than it needed to be.
Well, I mean, you can make it right now. Just go and get a guy like Sean Mannion, a third-round draft pick out of Oregon State, who had a great career, threw for 13,000 yards, never got a chance out there and with the Rams because of the drafting of Jared Goff. You know, just, Case Keenum.
It's not that simple, though, man.
Sure it is.
Okay, fine.
You don't have to give up nothing.
That's one option. There's probably another dozen options that make just as much sense.
Dude. Okay, all right.
Well, yeah, that's the truth. I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't. I have no idea. No clue. You can make an argument to do something or not do anything. So, I heard the morning show was like ripping on me today, but I did not listen.
I did.
Oh, so you got to fill me in. I didn't hear a word.
Mike Evans has come up with a new phrase for you.
What's that?
And hold on. Let me look and see what it was that I texted Mike. I called him a jerk. I'll say jerk.
You called Mike on my behalf?
I'm like,
oh, my man. Love you, brother.
The Hall of Fame Five.
The Hall of Fame Five.
The group of quarterbacks from last year.
I like it. That's a good way to classify them. The Hall of Fame Five. Nice.
So Mike was saying, hey, you know, since you know we missed out on the Hall of Fame Five last year,
I
know
that was a
direct shot at you.
I take that shot with pride. There's distinct possibility several of those guys could go to the Hall of Fame.
So I texted him back. So
well, I appreciate that.
He said he has a
Hall of Fame Five. I like that.
The Hall of Fame Five.
That's a good one.
All right.
I'll wear that with pride. You had a Hall of Fame class of quarterbacks. You did.
It got me stargazing.
There you go. The Hall of Fame Five, that's just like 1983. It was a Hall of Fame Six. Huh? Three out of the six went to the Hall of Fame. If you tell me 50% of the quarterbacks drafted last year go to the Hall of Fame, that's a hell of a draft.
Well, that'd be hard to do with 2.5 guys.
Well, you know. Hall of Fame Five, that's good. They were the Hall of Fame Five. That's accurate, too. This year, not so much. Not the Hall of Fame Five this year. 2018, 2020, maybe. You got the Hall of Fame lock in Trevor Lawrence in 2021.
Oh, my goodness, D-Max, stop doing that.
But Hall of Fame Five, yeah. What else were they saying? That's it? That was their cut down on me? Let's check back in 20 years. We'll check back in...
Sean Mannion, man.
2039.
Sean Mannion, go get him. Sean Mannion, go get him. You don't have to draft a quarterback in the first round. You can wait, see how he looks, and then go with somebody else next year if it doesn't work.
So wait, you're advocating getting Sean Mannion and not drafting a quarterback?
And not drafting a quarterback.
Okay. And dumping Case Keenum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to get that going.
Well, let me ask you this. Why wouldn't you just go with Kevin Hogan then?
No. You need a guy who is that guy.
What do you mean, that guy?
Oh, this guy is that guy.
For what?
You know, I got little whisperers out there in L.A. that told me that Sean Mannion was a better quarterback than Jared Goff.
So how do you get Sean Mannion? Do you have to trade for him?
No, he's a free agent.
Oh, he's a free agent. How much you got to pay him?
I don't know. Pay him $6-7 million.
Well, then you're dumping Case Keenum and saving 11. You're paying Mannion 7, so you're saving 4. All right. Whatever. If that's where you want to go, fine. And not drafting one.
It sound like such a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's one of probably 20 different options that all make sense. So if that's how you.
Yeah, we don't have to get Teddy Bridgewater. Somebody's going to pay Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
$8 or $9 million.
Right. We definitely don't need to do that.
We don't need to do that.
To get Nick Foles.
Our time
for 20
to do
million.
That was last year.
We blew it. We did do it. And then we didn't back it up the way we should have. because we did not go with one of the Hall of Fame five. Should have gone with one of the Hall of Fame five. That's a good one, Mike Evans. I love it. Hall of Fame five. Yep. We passed on one of the Hall of Fame five. Woo! Let's think about that for a little bit. Chubb, Chubb, Chubb. How many sacks? You know what's awesome about Bradley Chubb? He got twice as many sacks as the Broncos got wins. The Big Three is next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three.
Gil Branson, NFL.com, is speculating of the eight teams that are the best fit for Kyler Murray and lists the Broncos at number eight. Al, can you see a scenario where Kyler Murray is the best fit for the Denver Broncos?
I can. Because...
what does that look like?
What it means is that we're moving forward and we're going to have a move offense. It means that we're going to be an action-based offense, and that is what I think most people are interested in. Can we be an excitable group on the offensive side of the ball that gets people excited about game day and relieves them of any doubt about what we're doing going forward?
Would he be the most exciting rookie quarterback?
Oh, yeah, by far. I don't think that we've seen a guy with this kind of athleticism since Michael Vick.
Bongos.
Three!
D-Mac, this weekend is a big weekend. And knowing everything that we know about the four teams that are playing, why wouldn't it be the young guys that win? Patrick Mahomes out there in Kansas City and, of course, Jared Goff out in L.A. Why wouldn't it be the young guys to win both of these games?
Game's still a little too fast for him at this next level, and Drew Brees and Tom Brady have already seen it.
But they both won in the playoffs, and they're not rookies.
What's the advice you gave to people playing in their first Super Bowl?
The advice I gave to people playing their first Super Bowl is play hard because it's going to be over so fast you won't even remember.
It just picks up speed. That's all. So why? This game's just a little bit slower and a little bit more clear for Drew Brees and Tom Brady. That's not to take anything away from Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes, but you asked me why, and that to me is the easiest answer.
Okay. All right. Bongos.
Bongos.
Three!
Al, Scott Linehan fired as the Cowboys offensive coordinator. Why?
I think there's a huge push for, believe it or not, Sean Payton at the end of this football season. That is the big speculation out there about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys.
What do you mean, Sean Payton?
Sean Payton could be on the docket. He could be in the works. The Cowboys could try to trade for him. That is out there. That's been talked about.
Why would he leave the Saints?
Because Jerry Jones and
Leave the Saints to do what? Be the offensive coordinator?
Head coach for the Dallas Cowboys.
So why fire Scott Linehan?
Because that opens the door to let you know that we have a different offensive philosophy going forward.
I don't know if I make a lot of logical sense out of that, but that's why Scott Linehan was fired.
Well, you asked me what could it be. I guess gave you.
That seems like a super stretch right there.
Well, have you been paying attention to the news of the Dallas Cowboys wanting to go after Sean Payton?
No, I guess not really. I mean, if you want Sean Payton, why wouldn't you just fire, you know, Jason Garrett?
He's under contract.
So is Vance Joseph. A lot of guys are under contract.
Well,
fired.
I'm just letting you know. It's just out there. Just pay attention. It's out there.
All right.
You know, don't be surprised. It's like you telling me, why in the world would the Kansas City Chiefs draft a quarterback when they have Alex Smith there?
Okay. Bongos.
Three.
Congratulations to my Denver Nuggets for getting that all-important victory against the Bulls last night. 30-point victory last night. D-Mac says that the Nuggets have bounced.
Take the L on the way out.
That's what you tell the Chicago Bulls. But look like they've bounced back after a tough outing against the Golden State Warriors. And with that being said, I think that was enough. I think the sample size is good. I think that they will be a playoff team because I was worried about how they would come back and play after that game. Jamal Murray, another solid game, 25 points last night. Are you confident right now that this team can compete to get to the Western Conference Finals?
The Nuggets?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I think falling short of the Western Conference Finals this year would be a disappointment.
Ooh. What should happen then?
Then you got to battle it up with Golden State. We'll see.
No, I'm just saying, if you don't make it to the Western Conference Finals, what kind of changes need to be made?
Nothing significant. You know, getting Isaiah Thomas will be joining you. You get Michael Porter Jr. next year. No, I mean, you'd keep things more or less the same. It would be a disappointing end, but it wouldn't be devastating.
Okay. All right, Bungos.
Which way? Will you fire Michael Malone?
Three.
That's what you do. Oh, we didn't make it to the Western Conference Finals. We won like 58 games, but we didn't make it there, so let's fire Michael Malone.
58 games?
How many games do you think they're going to win? They got 30 now, right?
58 games?
How many games do you think they're going to win? What's their record right now?
30-14.
Yeah, baby. 44 games, you got 38 left. You don't think they're going to go, oh, my God, how's my math?
How many games left?
I don't know.
40?
38.
38? So you think that they're going to go 28-10?
Yeah, I actually do. That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Three!
All right, when we come back, Troy Rank, what is the latest in... Oh, no? Oh, I'm just totally off. Coming up, your phone calls.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You don't want Carmelo Anthony back here with the...
I would.
With the Nuggets?
Sure, I'd take him anytime. He's my hero.
Could he help?
Sure, why not? He's a scorer. College is warm. Why is there? Aren't there rumors why one of the best teams in the West would want to add Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, man.
I mean, sign me up. I'm fine with that. I don't know if that's the issue, though. I don't know what. I don't think Nuggets have any issues. Why would you mess with their chemistry? But you're never going to tell me Carmelo Anthony is a bad idea until his career's over.
Man. That Travis Scott, man. That Travis Scott is off the chain.
You got any issues? Wasn't Kaepernick criticizing Scott for playing at the Super Bowl or something?
Rolling, got me stargazing. Yeah,
I don't know enough
there's
about
no, it. No, no, no. What happened
there's
was...
a backstory there.
Yeah, the backstory is that Travis Scott said he called Colin Kaepernick to talk to him about performing at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Colin Kaepernick's people clapped back at him and said... No, you didn't. And Colin Kaepernick stepped up and retweeted the fact that somebody else said that he never called Colin Kaepernick to talk about him performing in the Super Bowl. It's becoming a big deal in the hip-hop community about who is performing at the Super Bowl in Atlanta because so many people who are involved with the hip-hop community believe that the Super Bowl committee did a dishonorable thing by not inviting one of the Atlanta superstars to be part of the Atlanta Super Bowl. That's what the big deal is.
Okay.
And so...
Well, Big Boy's a part of the show now.
But now, yeah. Big Boy is now. But I mean, you had like so mega superstars
who
said
no. Hating on that?
No, I just think that, you know, the NFL, I don't think that, you know, usually the Super Bowl is not location based on the entertainment. Like, when we were in the Super Bowl in San Francisco, who was the entertainment?
Beyonce was looking like she was in the military. And then you had...
Who was the Maroon 5 that was...
No, Coldplay.
Coldplay.
They're from England. Beyonce is from Houston.
Right,
and then you had guy from Hawaii, the real talented guy.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars from Hawaii.
Right, so you were saying, and you so said, and you made, and
I mean,
you made
could,
a point. You said,
you could
hey,
have had
look,
Steve Perry and Journey and Metallica
right,
there.
That's,
all,
what, that's what you
they're
said.
They're all from
then,
San Francisco.
Right? That's what you said
but
then.
You could have Tony Bennett out there, I suppose.
Right,
he's not from there, but he
you
did the
said
song.
That you said that, and I thought, yeah, that would make sense. That if you are from one of these huge cities that has a highly successful Hall of Fame band or act from that area, why not bring it all together? Does it just, you know, you're just trying to do what's hot for the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think twice about it, but
you made that statement during Super Bowl week.
Well, because those are probably the two most Green Days from Northern California. I mean, Metallica, Journey. I mean, there's a lot of others, but those guys kind of stand out. I mean, these are bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. And, you know, like during Super Bowl week in Minnesota, what was that?
Prince, like, Sheila E.
Right. Well,
but they didn't play.
Prince was passed away. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I gotcha.
If you're watching a live Prince show, you're in the wrong place, bro.
Yeah, well, maybe you're in the right place.
Maybe you're in the right place, Andy Mac. I'm just saying, but you're not with us.
We should all have front row tickets to Prince up
in the spirit world.
That's right.
But in Minnesota, it was Justin Timberlake, right? But remember,
yeah,
they had
Tennessee.
Mars Day and the Time. They were out performing, like, I think it was like Saturday night before the Super Bowl.
They stuck Sheila E. like in a mall outside at 0 degrees playing the timbales.
That's what I'm saying.
We were watching that on TV.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That looks
like,
cold.
Yeah,
let's
like,
not
it's
go.
Cold out
let's
there.
Not go there.
We're not going over there. But they. But that was the Saturday night. But it was.
Dude,
they weren't part
you.
Of the Super Bowl festivities.
That was
and
the,
I think JT knocked it out the park. He was a slam dunk home run.
That was the least adventurous Super Bowl of all time, the Super Bowl in Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. I put in 10,000 steps every day walking that mall. I know where the Apple store is. I know where the Microsoft store is. I know where to buy blue jeans.
All we did was walk across the street.
Oh, my goodness.
To the mall and then back to our hotel back across the street.
And if you wanted to stay busy, you just kept lapping the Mall of America.
And for entertainment, we just watched Johnny Love fall down on the ice and not help him whatsoever. Atlanta, you could end up in your car going all sorts of places if you wanted to.
You know, the last time I was in Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Bring your suit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was great. I called Shannon Sharp the other day to see how many of us are staying at his house for Super Bowl this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was talking with.
What about Evander Holyfield? He's got like 100 bedrooms in that joint.
Used to have. I think that's Rick Rouse's house now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He got rid of it?
I don't think he got rid of, but I think it was.
How many bedrooms does Shannon have?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'd be fine staying there.
You're not staying there.
He wouldn't want the guy that's also on with Alfred to stay with him?
No. This is the weekend before the Super Bowl or the weekend after?
What are you talking about? You going to hang out with him?
Yeah, I'm going in Friday.
Oh, okay.
Friday night.
All right.
I'm going in hot, man.
Have fun.
I'm going to Atlanta, man. I'm going, man. I was there. Last time I was there, I was at a. And, you know, I haven't been to the College Football Hall of Fame. I still haven't seen that yet.
That's in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Huh?
The new building. So I want to see my. Every time somebody goes that knows me, they
you
send
like
me
Atlanta,
a
huh? You're, down
Do I
Atlanta?
Like Atlanta?
Yeah. Chocolate City?
I don't know if.
Home of CNN and Coke?
Do I like Atlanta?
Georgia Tech?
There's some things I like about Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Houston. Yeah.
It's very diverse. It is. Yeah. It's a cool city.
Yeah, there's some things I like about it.
Yeah.
I have some really good friends that live there.
I mean, I do too.
Really, really good friends that live there.
Cool. We should introduce our friends to each other there. I got a girl that I like there.
What's her name?
Therese.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, you don't like Italian names?
No, I'm just saying.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want to meet your girl. That's
based on her name.
Friend, that's a girl.
You said what's her name?
And
why did you need to know her name then?
I said what's his name, and you said
what's his name?
What's his name?
I said it was a girl.
Oh, what's her name?
Therese.
Your wife know about her?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, we go way back.
What do you mean? High school?
Not quite, but early 20s, Buffalo.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was friendly with you and your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ain't got no friends like that.
Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt. You're on the Fan. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Super.
So, I got three things real quick.
Congratulations. All right.
I know. First thing of all is Happy New Year's, guys. It's so good listening to you. You're
Happy
back.
Happy New Year to you.
That's one. Check. Two.
Second check is, so a few weeks ago, you guys cut me off earlier when I was talking about Kirk Cousins.
I'm feeling like doing it again right now, as a matter of fact. So you better strike while the iron's hot.
So remember when it was the supermarket talk?
No. Okay, what's number three?
Number three is, yeah. So, D-Mac.
Yeah.
needs to, or excuse me, Big Al needs to go to the Vikings front office and be like, hey, Mannion needs to go to the Vikings because Kirk Cousins isn't going to cut it for $84 million a year. And you guys got to deal with Case Keenum.
Matt, when you call back in like 2 months or so, are you going to be talking about how I cut you off again? Football at 4 is coming up next.